Hello and welcome to the Debate Guitarist Mugcast. And this show, I've got a few things to discuss. Like usual, we discuss beer, music, and Linux in that particular order. In any event, today I'm going to be talking about a beer by St. Peter's Brewery. And this beer was not one of my favorites, I will have to say up front. And nothing can always be tasty for you. Taste is subjective, so you may love this beer, but it didn't set me afire. In any event, this is the St. Peter's Honey Porter that I speak of. And it is, of course, by St. Peter's Brewery, and that's a brewery in the UK. It comes in an interesting bottle, a bottle that I haven't seen before. It's kind of stubby and short and almost flask-like. And so getting into how the beer looked, I poured it. It was a dark brown bordering black. The aroma, I would say, is very, very different. It's floral, it's sweet, and it's perfumey. And I was so thrown by how floral this beer was. It tasted like more like perfume than beer. It was really something. And I'm not the only one that felt this way. I looked on Beer Advocate, and there was a lot of other comments on this particular beer all over the place. B+, C-, B+, D, A-. So I would say this is a beer that polarizes the audience, and I fall into the camp that didn't care for it. But you might like it, and it's certainly the most different tasting beer to date that I have had. So maybe you want to check out St. Peter's Honey Porter, perhaps. Moving along, well, I forgot to letter grade it. I would give that one a C, and the ingredients were quality ingredients. I could tell that they took care in the bottle and whatnot. It's just a way crazy taste for my particular palate. Let's move into the sort of continuing on the beer path. I did watch a movie called Beer Wars. It's a documentary, and it was very cool. It sort of focuses on the craft brewer movement, and at the time, this was made, the three big American brewing companies, and they're sort of wanting to squash this movement that's happening. I'm sure this battle rages on to date now, as of 2010. It was a good film. I enjoyed it. It was very upsetting to see how large corporations tend to crush people trying to fight the good fight. And I hope that people vote with their taste buds rather than the marketing that gets rammed down everybody's eyes watching the TV. So check out Beer Wars. It's a cool movie. If you got Netflix, it's there. And it's in the documentary section, I believe. So I enjoyed that. You should check that one out if you have the time and you're interested in beer. Not bad at all. Moving on to the music section. I also checked out this movie called Air Guitar Nation. And this is a lot of fun. The motto was "Make air, not war," and it follows the American guitar champions to the Finnish world finals in air guitar, and I really enjoyed it. It was a great film, excellent, lots of fun. I found myself quite surprised at how entertaining watching air guitar could be with the music, and some of these fellows really treated as performance art. As you can see, the fellow that did win certainly does. And it was a fun movie, shot kind of almost tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time with caring and respect for what they're trying to do. So, good stuff. Very cool. Fun show. Check it out. Moving on into the Linux portion, I've been using a program called QTractor lately, and it's the other Linux digital audio workstation software. And I've been using Ardor, but it occurred to me in my tenure with the Open Source Musician podcast that I really hadn't given QTractor a good solid try. And the only way to do that is to live in a program for a while and experience it and see how you like it and learn it. And so that's what I have begun to do with QTractor. And I'm quite enjoying it. Some of the things that I like that he's doing, one of the features, which I'm sure audio purists will be shaking their finger at me right now, but I have very cheap gear and not a lot of hard drive space. So I appreciate the fact that you can record a track in OGG on the fly, or you can record it in FLAC, which means that it's going to take up less hard drive space. So that's kind of fun. That's an option in the software to record it. Those encoded lossy and lossless codecs, and work in that way instead of with raw audio files. Another interesting feature that's only in the Subversion build as of now, which is the month of November in 2010, and this new feature is the ability to save your whole project as, instead of a QTR, which is the QTractor file, it saves it in QTZ or Z, depending on if you're American or Canadian. And that allows you to zip up the entire session in a zip. It zips it up, basically. So all of the audio files and the change log file is in there as well. So everything is there. Makes it portable. You could drop that into your Dropbox folder or whatever you're using, or SSHFS or whatever you want to do. Copy a whole session onto a USB stick and move it to another computer and use it, work on it there. So that's a really handy way the QTractor developer has allowed us to work on our stuff. There's a fellow named Not Klaatu, who's an active member of Ogcast Planet, of course. He has a good tutorial on his Slacker Media website, so you should check that out if you want to sort of look at how to use QTractor and configure it and whatnot. So, link is in the show notes. And finally, my Android pick of the show is the Jamendo streaming music application. So Jamendo.com is a place where you can go to get music that is free of that is more liberal in terms of copyright. Often Creative Commons music is found there. And the Jamendo application is really great. It allows you to go through the top songs on the Jamendo website that are sort of the most popular at the moment. You can listen by genre as well. And it's just a really nice layout. It's a well thought out application, and it was a treat to discover it because Jamendo, of course, has a lot of nice music on it, and the ability to tie into that service. There's a search, there's a radio most listened. You can build a playlist, I gather, as well. You can download the music, and it has some of the cover art show up when it's listening to the song. Really nice music player. Very impressed. They've done some really good work. So look for Jamendo in the Android market. And I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for listening. If you are interested in getting in touch with me, You can find me on deadbeatguitarist.com and click contact, and you can find me that way. If you're feeling generous and want to donate a few dollars for me to review a beer, feel free to click the donate button on the website as well. And I promise to name drop. That would be much appreciated, of course, but no pressure. And that's it. So I hope everybody has a great week, month, year. And we'll see you next time. Cheers.